Approximately 500 people gathered at the 9th Annual MakerFest at the Lakeshore branch of the Innisfil Idealab and Library on Saturday. This is our 9th year hosting MakerFest and it is one of our favorite community events. Amazing connections are generated between the folks who walk through the door and discover something new, and the makers who are sharing their passion and skills with the community, said Catherine Schotzen, who is the manager of engagement and community development at the Innisfil Idealab and Library. This event highlights the library as more than a community space, it is an active hub that sparks curiosity and ignites the imagination. MakerFest turns the library into a place buzzing with energy and ideas to be exchanged and shared, said Schotzen. More than 35 exhibitors participated in MakerFest, which was described as a community show and tele-event to highlight the talent of local entrepreneurs, artists, educators, and engineers as they unveiled their latest creations with the intent to inspire others to explore a new creative venture. Driver Academy and Framework Studios were on site, as were the McLaren Arts Center, InPower, InServices, and the Rotary Club of Innisfil. Showcased art included abstract, balloon, caricature, vinyl creations, and fabric, sewing, as well as digital drawing. The 501st Legion, which is a worldwide group of Star Wars cosplayers, attended, including Star Wars enthusiasts, Darren Cerule and Patrick Ryan, who shared different levels of droids they built. They can involve FDM 3D printing, resin printing and vacuum forming. Designs can be found on different droid builder groups and Michael Badley's Patreon, Cerule explained. I just love building these things and sharing the love of Star Wars with everybody who comes to these events, Ryan said, who has been making Star Wars droids since 2019. He told Innisfil today that while some take months to build, such as the mouse droid, which was the first one he ever made, others take almost 2 years like BB-8. Though it was Ryan's first time attending MakerFest in Innisfil, he tries to attend 5 to 10 similar events every year. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here, and to be able to display our work, Cerule said. We would encourage anyone interested to come to one of these MakerFests and see what you can do. Features unique to the library, such as the Hack Lab, Idea Shop and Green Screen Technology, were in full force, while attendees were invited to learn more about the Monarch Butterfly Rearing Program and Pollinator Garden. Tranquil Corners Yoga and Living Lotus Online were among the exhibitors, and children enjoyed story time. Guests were welcome to paint wooden fish that were added to the community ice hut. They will be displayed throughout the winter. To learn about upcoming events at the Innisfil Idealab and Library, check out its website.